540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two Milwaukee police officers won't face charges in a February shooting that killed a 24-year-old man. District Attorney Kent Lovern says Isaiah Stott shot first, wounding Officer Daniel Gonzalez. That was before Officers Gonzalez and Bintner returned fire. Video from the scene showed Stott walking with a rifle and shooting in the air before the encounter. Lovern says the officers acted within the law and under threat to their own safety. One juror in Judge Dugan's trial says the decision wasn't made lightly. The Journal Sentinel reports a juror they talked to said other jurors listened to each other, stayed respectful, and stuck to the facts rather than personal politics. The juror said it was difficult finding Dugan guilty of a felony, but added, quote, "the law is the law." An alternate juror said everyone took the process seriously and wanted to be sure they got it right. Dugan's lawyers say they want to try and get the verdict thrown out. They filed a motion yesterday for a new trial. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Morgan Geiser has returned to custody after a Waukesha County judge revoked her conditional release. Court records show the 23-year-old Geiser waived her right to a hearing and will be placed in a mental health facility. It follows Geiser removing her GPS bracelet last month and fleeing her Madison group home. A Milwaukee prosecutor is moving to the other side of the courtroom. Governor Tony Evers has appointed Owen Piotrowski to Branch 38 of the Milwaukee County Circuit Court, replacing Judge Jeffrey Wagner. Piotrowski has spent more than a decade as an assistant district attorney, most recently leading the team that handles non-fatal shooting cases. In a statement, he says he's honored by the appointment. And if you're looking for some holiday lights in Milwaukee, the Hone Bridge will be hard to miss. A special 5-minute light show will run again tonight and tomorrow night, every hour on the hour between 5 and 9. People can also go to lightthehone.com to dedicate one of those bulbs for $25. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Home for the holiday. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back in Milwaukee for Christmas Day after returning from Indianapolis, where they beat the Pacers 111-94 Tuesday night. Head coach Doc Rivers, after watching the tape:
"I thought we played all night, played hard, played physical. I thought our switching was good. We trapped McConnell a couple times, which I thought was great for us. So I thought we were locked in. But we got to get to that point where it's 48 minutes. You know, that's the next step."
The Bucks in Memphis tomorrow night against the Grizzlies, set to start at 7 p.m. NFL, the Packers working despite it being Christmas Day. So what's the plan at the Matt LaFleur house?
"I'm sure we'll be getting up early in my house and opening presents. And about the minute we're done doing that, we'll be back at the office. So I don't think my wife thought I was a good boy this year. So I don't think she got me anything." I was on the naughty list.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky here for your Christmas and a high in the upper 30s. More clouds tonight. Rain developing late. A low in the mid 30s. We'll bring back more rain to the forecast Friday. Cloudy sky and a high in the low 40s. Staying mild Saturday. Colder Sunday. Right now it's 33.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.